Hello, and welcome to Graveyard Dirt, where we talk about anything and everything witchy from a practitioner and non-practitioner point of view. I'm Zoe, and I'm a witch.
And I'm Andrew. I'm not.
Welcome!
This is it, our podcast, the full-length one this time.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about all sorts of cool stuff.
Exactly. And at the beginning of every episode, we start with...
A card.
A card. A tarot card. In no particular order. Andrew gives his initial interpretation of the card, and then I give mine as a tarot reader.
Yep.
Are you ready?
I am. What's today's card?
Today's card is
the two of pentacles.
Look at you go.
Yep.
It depicts a man dancing, juggling two coins in the air. The infinity symbol links those coins, and then in the background are two ships bobbing up and down on high waves.
Hmm. This kind of reminds me of like a yin and yang type situation, like a balance. Seems like he's got a pretty good handle on this, you know, compared to like the Ten of Swords. It's like he's really got this together. I'm sure the infinity means something. I kind of take it to mean like constant motion, which is reflected in those ships in the background. If I pulled this in a reading, I would probably think that it means kind of don't get complacent. Like, things are constantly in motion, but you can handle it.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah, so typically this card represents, like,
adaptability.
Yeah, there you go. Words. Flexibility and, like, balance. You have the highs and lows of those waves in the background. And then you also have that infinity symbol showing you that, like, it's a cycle. It's going to keep going.
Yeah.
In reverse, this card kind of has basically the reverse of that, and that's feeling out of balance, like you can't handle what's going on.
Yeah, your boats are falling out of the water.
Yes, your boats are falling out of the water, you're dropping your coins. So I guess context is really important when this card comes up, but typically it shows a sign of like trying to handle and juggle, literally juggling what's going on.
Except not with three, with two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Just keep it in balance.
I feel like I did a pretty good job with that one.
I think you did good.
Yeah. I've really got my two of pentacles handled.
You did done do good.
Been done did it.
There you go. Can you guess what our topic is today?
Probably about Yule.
Look at you go.
Is it?
It is. A specific
like a Yule part log. Of Yule.
Yes.
Really?
The whole episode is just about Yule log.
But the actual log, not the dessert. Both.
Do you just want to run the episode now?
I mean, I kind of am.
I mean, you are. You do.
All right. This time we're going to talk about Yule logs. The logs of Yule. Yep. They symbolize stuff. They really mean things to some people and they are around this season. Done. That's what Yule logs are. I have no idea what a real Yule log is. I know some people put mushrooms on their Yule logs, like fake little mushrooms on the cake Yule logs. I doubt that's what we're talking about today, but we might. Stay tuned.
Yes. Okay. So, starting with just Yule, and I'm not going to go, like, super far into it.
Because we're going to jump to the logs.
Yeah. So, Yule originally celebrated by, like, the Norse and Scandinavian.
Okay.
And then it was, yes?
I have a joke.
Okay. And it was a 12-day celebration starting on the solstice. It is the shortest day. Which means that it is also the
equinox.
Longest night.
Ah.
It is the solstice.
Yep, solstice. That's the word.
The shortest day and the longest night. Yule. What do you know about a Yule log?
That it's shaped like a log. That it's symbolic of something and that people make it into a cake.
Sure. What do you think it symbolizes?
Love.
Okay.
Peace.
Okay.
Cake. I don't know. It's a thing that you share, maybe. It is a thing that you share.
It is. So what you might know best is like a log that's placed in a fireplace, and it would represent like luck and fortune.
Yeah, I was thinking of the cake.
Okay. Although
I did not know they had actual logs that they put in the fire.
My next fact isn't that cool.
Yeah.
Because it actually wasn't just like a log. It was typically like a full tree.
Trees are made of logs. I play Minecraft. I know how this works.
Yes. But it was like the full, it was like the tree. And they would start by putting like the widest part into the fire, like into the fireplace. And mm-hmm. then as it burned, they would just like keep scooching it in.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because the idea is that you started burning it on solstice day and it would continue to burn and the embers should still be burning on January 5th.
Wow. That's a lot of time.
12 days.
Okay. Sure. You would need a whole tree for that.
Yeah.
If you were doing one log instead of like several.
Isn't that cool? I think that's cool.
Yeah. That's a lot of space to take up in your house though. You just got like a tree in your house for a dozen days. That's wacky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I'd be down for that. Like what happened? Because people bring squirrels home all the time in their Christmas trees.
They do.
Imagine if you had just like a squirrel nest in your tree that's been living in your house for.
I don't know. I don't. It sounds dumb, but like how many squirrels do you actually think there were in like the 17th century Germany?
A comparative amount. To today's squirrels.
Do you think so?
Yes. Do you think they've just like had a boom in population?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know if they've had, I don't know.
Or do they even have squirrels in Germany?
I was trying to figure that out. I don't know.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think it's cool. And also you have to remember that like the hearth of the like where they would be burning this tree wasn't actually like when we think of like the hearth of a home, we think of like cooking over the fire, like doing like that's where like that idea comes from. But usually the hearth was only used to like
burn your, warm
your house. Yeah.
Okay.
And that most of the cooking would be done probably in another building by somebody else in the town.
Hmm.
Yeah.
In another building, perpetual stew probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh, man. We should get some of that.
So, the Yule log was believed to have stemmed from Germanic or Scandinavian paganism.
Hmm.
Yes. And it has, like, its first references in 17th century German texts, but it was probably being done, like, way before that as well. It's just
documentation. That's when they wrote it down. Yeah.
They were like, hey, you know what? It would be a good idea to keep track of this.
Yeah.
And then centuries later, the Yule log was adopted by, come on,
the Catholic Church.
There you go. By Christianity.
Stolen.
And they came up with the concept that it was like to symbolize the birth of Jesus or, I was reading at one point that it was supposed to be like the beacon to like, be like, look it, he was born.
Mm.
Bright light.
Okay.
I don't really know. That's not the point here. The point is they really like paganism.
Yeah.
But today's Yule log is seen as like more of a secular holiday tradition.
Cake.
Yes, that is part of it. But
yeah.
A Yule log in general. You kind of see it in decoration a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become more secular where it doesn't really have, like, all those traditional ties to it.
I gotcha.
But you can still incorporate those things.
Was there always a specific type of wood that your Yule log would be?
I believe it was ash.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can connect, like, cedar to, like, Yule. So you have wood options, but I'm pretty sure it was, like, ash wood.
Hmm.
I
feel like we're having trouble with our ash trees in Delaware.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Doesn't help that Delta's just going around chopping them all down.
Well, they have to because they're spreading diseases to other ones.
Oh, that's not good.
I think it's Ash. It might be a different one, but one of the guys I work with was telling me about that.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, they just have people that like drive down the road looking for trees.
Wow.
Yeah. Because if they fall, that's real bad too.
Oh yeah, that's real bad too. Okay, back to Yule Log.
Yule Logs.
So, obviously, not everybody has space for a whole tree
in their house. I sure don't.
So the Yule Log then was adapted to become an actual log rather than a Yule tree.
Yes.
And your Yule log was often decorated and bundled. And the idea was that you could predict how like abundant your year would be based off of like how well it burned, how long it burned. And like if it went out, that was bad.
Yeah. You might as well just pack it in now. Your family's done for.
Exactly. Because these were a lot of like farmers, rural area, obviously. So they would use these traditions as a way to like predict how well their harvest would be.
Yeah. Like that gopher, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah. But more magical.
Sure. I don't know. A gopher. That's pretty magical. I don't know.
So now we've adapted even further because not everybody has a fireplace or the ability to burn within their fireplace and so on and so forth. Mm. And it has become more decorative, but still symbolic. A lot of the times now you will see a Yule log decorated with candles so that you can keep it burning during that time, but it's not like setting the log on fire.
Wow. They found a loophole.
Don't wow me. I literally sell a set of Yule candles.
Yeah, but that's tricking the Yule log into thinking that it's seen its shadow.
No!
Yeah, like a gopher.
No! Not even close. No, the idea is that you have a bright light on the darkest night.
Okay. Oh, because so it's
you're welcoming the sun back.
It's the longest night. I gotcha.
You are welcoming the sun back because the days will start to grow longer. And it's now that sun's journey back, like, home, in a sense.
Okay, sure.
What are some things that you think you would decorate your Yule log with?
Candles.
Okay, well, yes.
Ribbon.
Okay.
String.
Sure.
Love.
Yeah.
Wax.
Yeah.
Critters.
No. So, candles, you're going to think of color correspondences, so red, white,
green,
silver, and then you have the type of wood that you can pick, so ash wood, cedar wood, lots of times you'll see like an evergreen bed put underneath. You're giving me weird eyes.
An evergreen bed, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Like a bed of like evergreens.
Like needles. Or like branches. Like fronds?
Yeah, like the fronds, yeah.
Mm, tricky.
And what are some other things? I saw somebody put like really cute little like mushroom candles. Those were cute. And then, why can't I come up with the word? Not mulberry.
Cranberry.
I mean, yes, cranberry, but that's not the word I'm thinking of either.
Cherries. Elderberry.
Mistletoe.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Mistletoe.
Yes, mistletoe, which is actually poisonous, so.
Don't eat it. Well, you're not supposed to.
But, yeah, decorate with mistletoe and cranberries and kind of all of those symbolic things of Yule and winter solstice. Mm.
You'll have to look up all the correspondences for those.
It's kind of like creating like a mini altar, but
for 12 days
in a log. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you can light your candles for the 12 days, or you can light your candles just on that solstice and celebrate like the beginning of that
mm-hmm.
cycle.
Sure. Sounds fine.
There you go. And then
cake.
You can't really do that with the candles, but the actual like burning of the Yule log, they would collect the ashes
mm-hmm.
and farmers would spread it like over their land.
As like a good omen.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it would be to like mix in with their seeds that they were going to plant and bless things and draw in fertility and abundance as well as protection.
Not draw in fertility, draw in fertility.
Yes.
Yes.
Like over their cattle and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Which would also then draw in abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. We should go to Yule log. Cake.
Yes. Because another popular version of the Yule log is in...
baking.
Dessert form.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is similar to kind of like a Swiss roll, but not...
I don't think so. Isn't a Swiss roll rolled up?
Yeah, so is Yule log.
Interesting. I thought it was a log of cake.
No, it's like made of like a sponge cake, and then there's like a whipped frosting in the middle, ooh, and then it's rolled up. And this was believed to have originated in France in like the 19th century.
Mm, that seems like something they do.
Yule log is like 17th century original in text, and now we're here in 19th century. For dessert.
Everything is cake.
Yes. It's also known as Birch du Noël. You've probably heard that. We have one for Christmas every year.
Yeah.
So, and it is shaped and decorated and frosted to resemble a Yule log.
Yeah, it's even got like frosting on the outside with lines in it to make it look like bark.
Yeah.
And little mushroom little thingers on it.
And those are meringue.
Yeah. Meringue.
Mm. There's stiff a couple peaks. Different, yes, there's a couple different like flavoring, but traditionally, as far as I know, it's actually like a coffee cream. So it's a coffee cream. Sometimes you'll have like cocoa powder like sprinkled over the top of it. And then also crushed pistachios.
Oh, I do like pistachios. Yeah.
It's good. I like Yule logs.
Mm-hmm. We should have one.
They're yummy. We will.
Tonight.
And there you go. That is the Yule log. I always wanted to do like a real Yule log, like bundle the big, like burn it at night, but we don't have the ability to
do that. Yeah, we don't have a fireplace to use right
now. Shameless plug, I made candles.
Yeah.
And now I sell them in my shop.
Which means you should.
Along with a ritual.
Yep.
For Yule.
There you go.
There you go.
Good luck.
I love my Yule ritual too.
Yeah.
And the candles.
They're good candles.
They are.
There are several colors.
Yes. It's a whole set.
Of Yule candles.
It's all ready for you to go.
That's it. Just light.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay, do you have a fact for us?
Yeah. It kind of came up in conversation the other day. But you know the difference between hail and sleet?
Hail goes ting, 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 and sleet goes like slush.
So sleet is like frozen rain. Okay. It happens in the wintertime. Hail occurs like in springtime when it's warm out, but it's because there's like an updraft and it pushes the water droplets into the cooler atmosphere and then it collects and then it grows. And that's why sometimes you get hail the size of like softballs because it just like bounces around up there and collects with the other water and then you get big old buddies.
Huh.
Yeah.
Boy, so then you can't have hail in winter?
I don't think so.
But is it the same thing as just one's called the other? Like, can you have hail in winter, but we're just going to call it sleet?
I think sleet is just rain that freezes. So if it's cold enough and it just freezes, then it's sleet.
Oh.
But you have to have a warm temperature thunderstorm to get that updraft. So it would have to be spring.
Huh. So it can't hail in winter.
Don't know if it can't.
Typically but wouldn't hail in winter.
Yeah.
In the cold state.
Yeah, that's when you get those wintry mixes of garbage.
Huh.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
No. Also, since we're kind of in the season.
Okay.
Wet roadways and stuff like that. Just wanted to share with everybody.
Bridges freeze before roads.
That, but also make sure that your tires are inflated properly. Because hydroplaning.
But not if you don't go over 40.
Right. Well, if your tires are properly inflated. Oh. It's yeah. Because then your surface area is decreased when you have the right tire pressure. And it reduces the chances of hydroplaning. So if you're going out and it's wet, make sure your tires are the right PSI. There you go.
Look at you, Mr. Safety.
Yeah.
What's his name? Wally.
Wally the Work Zone Warrior. He's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, wicked cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us while we talked about Yule Logs and hail and safety. And we will see you guys next week. I think it's our final episode before we're going to take a break for the new season.
That's it. Come back with a vengeance. No. Just come back strong.
Yeah. Rock stars.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Until next time. Bye.
Later, Gator.